Hey everyone, so I hope you all have had a wonderful day or is having a great day. I'm so grateful for you all who are listening and tuning in. I always pray that you all get something from these podcasts. I just want the Lord to use me, and I just pray that someone is blessed and encouraged by what I say and, you know, the words that I speak, because I always try to be led by the Holy Spirit, and I just want the Lord to give you something that you can live with, and that's something that's going to help you through whatever you're going through. So, let me tell you, I was reading my devotional, and it was coming from Genesis, and it was referring to the scripture on Esau and Jacob, when Esau sells his birthright to Jacob, right? And I don't know if most of y'all know, but Esau sells his birthright to Jacob for a bowl of soup. He returns and tells his brother that he is famished, and he smells the soup or the stew that Jacob was cooking. And Jacob said, you know, if you want this soup, I need you to sell your birthright to me. And Esau said, well, what is my birthright to me if I'm about to die? Basically die of hunger. But, you know, sometimes that can be an exaggeration. But that's what the Bible said. Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. And the rest is written, basically. But I was reading devotional, and it was one question that he asked. And I kind of want to ask y'all the same question. Is there anything of true value that you are trading for something of lesser worth? Is there something in your life that holds so much value, so much worth, like you can't really put a price on it? It's priceless. But you are willing to trade it for something that's worth mere pennies. You know, something that is worth nothing, really, because it's just meaningless or it's worthless, you know, has no value. What are you trading? Some people look at, you know, when they read that word and they see that Esau sold his birthright just for some soup, just so he can eat. But you have a lot of people killed today over $5 or a dollar. They do, you know, give up something because of something that may seem silly to you. And you're like, are you really willing to give that up over something that seems so minute, you know? But people do it. And I have to, you know, sometimes I pray for those people. And I still try to encourage them to try to make better decisions, wise decisions. Because sometimes in the heat of the moment, you know, whatever we feeling, we make decisions based on our emotions and feelings and stuff. We may be mad and we make a rash choice. And it's not a wise decision, you know. We can't make decisions based on our feelings, out of our emotions. That's why y'all hear the saying, you know, get out your feelings and stuff. Because we can do some things that could change our life forever when we, you know, when we make choices that are not really thought through. So yeah, that was what I was reading, and I had to really reflect on my own life. What have I put above something that's worth more than anything, something that is priceless, over something that doesn't really mean much? And one example that we can really kind of all relate to is our career. Our career versus, you know, our family. Some of y'all may have children, you know, husband, wife, or what have you. And you also have a job, a career or something that maybe you're moving up the ladder, and maybe you're a CEO of something, or let me see, or you just, you know, you have a high position at your job. But you may be spending 80 hours on your job and maybe 10, 15 hours with your family. You know, it may not be those numbers exactly, but you get my point, right? You maybe spend a whole lot of time at work and your family don't even see you. You are missing valuable time with your family. You don't see them grow up. You don't see the, you don't know what's going on in your family because, you know, you are working all the time. And I'm not saying not to work and not to choose between work and family, because the man is the head of the household. The man provides and protects and stuff, and he has to work, you know, and, you know, you got to provide for the family. But sometimes we can, our priorities can be out of misaligned. You know, we can put something way above something more valuable. And if you, sometimes we know, sometimes we really know that, oh man, I probably need to cut back on this because I don't know what's going on with my family. I don't know what's happening. I'm spending more time here than anywhere else. And especially, you know, when it comes to your family, when it comes to something as important as that. And then we even have to look at our relationship with God, because sometimes we put a whole lot of stuff before him and our relationship with him. And that's one thing I thought about too. You know, I said I want to have, you know, I want to stay busy. I want to keep busy, be productive, not waste my life and stuff. And I start trying to do all these different things, these different activities where I volunteer and go to church and attend this and attend that, and I work all the time. Then, you know, I'm home, but I'm barely here. And when I'm here, I'm basically, I'm gonna sleep in or, you know, just trying to do something. And at the very end of the day, then I try to read my word or try to read my devotional. You know, sometimes my priorities are out of order. And that's something I know is a fact and something I've been slacking on. And I'm just going to be real because it's the truth. I know the Lord wakes me up sometimes early in the morning, way before my alarm goes off sometimes. And I was like, man, you know, I could actually. And the first thought that pops into my mind is to read or spend time with him first. But I value sleep more than anything. Like, I'd be wanting to rest because I'd be just doing too much. And sometimes my body just tired and I just want to sleep and just kind of get that rest in before I have to wake up and actually do stuff, right? So, but I end up getting up then doing all kind of stuff first, and then like 11:30, late in the evening time before I go to bed, that's when I try to read. And, I mean, sometimes that works for you. If that's your plan, that's your routine or whatever. But sometimes I know that I could put it in first before anything. And then when you do it first, it kind of sets the tone for your whole day. Knowing that, okay, I didn't spend time with God. I didn't pray. Ask him to cover my day. You know, it's just something about talking to him first and having him. You know, I ask him to go before me. Before I even get to work, I ask him to meet me there, be there before me. You know, just certain things like that all throughout my day. And it's just sometimes it works so much smoother. Now, there's some days I still say that and things go wrong. But I always feel better before I even go into something, because I didn't spend that time with him before I didn't do anything else. And I think, you know, his grace is kind of over my life. His mercy is over my life for that day. You know, just knowing that I didn't have that cover. You know, the fact that I didn't spend time with him first. You know, my priorities are not misaligned or out of place. Because, you know, it's always him first. And then everything else will be added. Everything else will fall into place. But I really want y'all to think about that. What have you put above things that are actually worth something or priceless in a good way? You know, are you spending more time at work than with your family? Are you putting that TV show above spending time with him? Are you, you know, spending more time with someone you're not even in a marriage with or relationship with over spending time with God or spending time with your own family or whatever? You have an instinct, you know, then if you're a child of God, you are led by the Holy Spirit. And sometimes you just have that feeling like, I know I'm doing wrong, but I keep doing it anyway. You know, if the Lord is trying to tell you, you know, you probably need to quit this job, then you might need to quit that job. And it's for a reason. It's for your own good. If he's saying, you know, I want to spend time with you first, listen to that. There are plenty of times when I know the Lord is saying, is waking me up early for a reason, to spend time with him or to pray for some reason because of something that might be, going on, you know, or something that might be happening throughout the day that I probably need to pray and intercede on or something. Or, you know, it's always a reason sometimes. If you spend time with the Lord first, he can help you and even prepare you and warn you for your day, for whatever is going to happen. So yeah, just really think about, what have you given up? Are you even willing to sacrifice something to spend time with him? What are you willing to give up? There's a lot of things that we wanna, that we really want. You know, there's desires that we have, and sometimes it's fleshly stuff that we kind of don't even need, you know. But are you really sacrifice your time for him? Are you willing to sacrifice, you know, money for your family, as long as they're not suffering? And I'm, like I said, I'm not saying men quit your job or women quit your job, but we got to really pray and ask the Lord and seek the Lord, you know, where our heart is, where our treasure, where is our treasure? You know, is it in the Lord or is it in material things that can be passed away? So, yeah, is there anything of true value that you are trading for something of lesser worth? Esau traded his birthright for a bowl of soup. You know, I've once put television above God. I've put a job over God. I put sleep over God. I put so many different things above him. But, you know, I ask for forgiveness and I pray that I learn to prioritize and know what's important, you know. And God is always your foundation. No matter what's going on, God is always your foundation. And so sometimes it's best to spend time with him first rather than get that last minute in, wait till the last minute, spend time with him after you done did all the things you didn't want to do. And then you say the last 30 minutes of your day to spend time with him. And like I said, I'm guilty of that. Like I said, I've fallen short in a lot of ways. And like I said, my devotional is supposed to be every day when you read your scripture and then you go in the word and then read the message or the passage that the scripture is referring to for that day. But I've missed like the past 2 or 3 days and I had to kind of play catch up today because I got off early and I was like, you know, I'm going to read today. But then when I started reading, I didn't even feel motivated. But like I said, when you have a relationship with God, you kind of want to maintain that and you want it to get stronger, because there's nothing like a good relationship with the Lord. There's nothing better than having that special relationship with him. And you don't want to put that like below anything. You want to put it above everything that you have, because it's him that gave it all to you anyway. It's him that has given you your job. It's him that has given you the TV that you watch, the bed that you sleep on. It's him that has given you life to do the things that you love. And sometimes we just got to remember our first love, which is him, which is Jesus Christ. We got to remember who our first love is. And remember why we even wake up. And it's for his purpose. It's for his glory. This is why we wake up. And it's to do the things that he really wants us to do. And he's going to allow us to do things that we like to do. He's not a tyrant or anything. He's not going to stop you from doing things that you like to do. He give you interests and talents and stuff and gifts for a specific reason. And then, like I said, he's a friend and he's a father too. So he's not going to keep you from doing the things that you like to do. We got to be real, but we got to learn how to prioritize and know what comes first. Not always do the things that we want to do. Sometimes we got to submit to him and do things we don't like to do. And sometimes we don't feel motivated. Sometimes we feel lazy and don't want to do anything, but You know, he gives us strength to keep pushing. If it's something that you want to do, like if you want to spend time with him first, he will help you. He even give you the strength and the motivation to get it done, you know, or to spend time with him. But really think about that. Really think about what you are sacrificing that's way more valuable than you have really noticed. So, yeah. I just wanted to go in on that one. That lesson, I thought this was worthy to speak on. Just this whole topic. Because I'm guilty of it. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one. But I would love to hear your thoughts on some of these topics I've said. You can contact me at contact@audrescollections.com. I'm on Facebook. You can look me up on Facebook at Audrey's Collections LLC. And yeah. Then I have my website at audrescollections.com. You can always check that out. But yeah, I love you all. Thank you all for listening. I hope you got something from this. I hope that you are able to really think about, you know, what you have put above the Lord, what you are, you know, what you have made an idol. What have you made an idol in your life? But I encourage y'all to spend more time with him and to read his word, because as you delve into the word, he's going to grow closer to you, and you know, you'll begin to build a good, steady relationship with him, and it's the best thing ever to have a one-on-one relationship with him. It's a beautiful thing. It's nothing like it, and it's just you and him, your own special thing, and it's a great thing. So, yeah, I hope you all have a good night, a great day, whatever time it is over there where you at, but I pray, I can barely speak, y'all, but I pray blessings and favor over your life. And I love you all so much. Thank you all for listening.